Meseches Kelim, Perklof Dalad Mishnah Zayin. Shalosh Pinkas Yosein. There were three types of ledgers. Now, a ledger doesn't necessarily mean something that was written upon. Apparently, this refers to a lot of devices that were similar to the ledgers of the Mishnah, which were always comprised of two boards connected with a hinge. So there were three types. Ha'efifirin, the efifirin. Now, the Rambam says efifirin was a folding chair that had two boards that folded. So obviously, this was a seat. It would be Tamei Midras. It was Tamei Midras, as the Mishnah says. Others, though, say that efifirin was a type of ledger that basically contained sand, and you would trace figures in the sand, and obviously you could rake or smooth out the sand to erase what you had written. And it was Tamei Midras because even though you couldn't sit on it while you were tracing on it, it actually had a double purpose. It was also intended to be used as a seat. So there were times when it would be used exclusively as a seat. So therefore, it would be Tamei Midras. The next type is one we've encountered before, v'sheyeshba base kibul shaiva, one that has a receptacle for wax. Essentially, it had a surface that was filled with wax, so it had a rim around it to hold the wax in place. And you can take a stylus and, you know, inscribe into the wax the figures that you were inscribing, and then you can use something else to smooth out the wax afterwards to erase what you had written. So because it has a receptacle, tamea tamei mes, would be tamei tamas mes. The chalaka and a smooth one, this was essentially just a plain smooth board, and you would write on it with pen and ink. Tahir miklum would be tahir from everything because it was didn't have a receptacle. Mishnah Ches, Shalish Mitaisein, there are three beds, or bed-like devices, as we will see. Ha'asuya l'shriva, that which is made for sleeping on, or for laying on, Tamei Midras, obviously it's going to be Tamei Tamas Midras. Shel Zagogin, that of glass makers. This was apparently some kind of soft surface. Maybe it was similar to a bed, but it's not 100% clear that this is the case. But it was some sort of soft surface that a glassmaker would put newly manufactured glassware on. The glassware was delicate. You didn't want it to break. You didn't want to just put it down on a hard worked bench. So you had this soft surface, apparently, to put it down on. So it's tamei tamei mes. Now, some say it's tamei tamei mes because it had a receptacle. It had rims around the edges. One would imagine one having that if you didn't want round glass to roll off of it. Others, though, say that this tuma is a tuma drabanan, that it seemed like it had a receptacle. It looked like a keli, so we said it was going to be tamei tamei mes midrabanan. That's a different sheet. And the last kind we have here is the shel sarugin. There are different opinions of what sarugin was. According to all, though, it seems this was just a wooden frame that resembled the frame of a bed, but there was no actual bed surface on it. And it was used either, according to some, for the manufacture of nets. You needed a surface to work off of when you wove a net, and this is what you used. Others say it was somehow used for the manufacture of chariots. Maybe this was something like a jack stand for a car. So you had this for chariots. You would put the chariot together. You needed a raised, frame of some sort so you can work on the undercarriage or the side of it, I guess. Others say that it was used for putting together the tracing, the harnesses of horses. According to all, though, it was not intended to support the weight of a person, and it was not intended, it didn't have any sort of receptacle, so therefore we say, tahara miklum, it is tahar from everything.